The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
A little Bon Jovi for you this morning, this Thursday. Hopefully the president gets a good dose of Bon Jovi when he visits the home of Governor Murphy.
Well, if he had been here yesterday, he could have hung out with Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen at Jersey Freeze. Apparently in Freehold, they met up and got a cone, a vanilla cone together, Bon Jovi and Springsteen.
Very cool, cool. I
like that they stay in Jersey. You know, Joe Piscopo talks about this all the time, about how these guys stay in New Jersey. I think it's great that the two of them still have homes in New Jersey and stay there and contribute to the tax base. I'm sure that they're very happy to be contributing to the tax base with the money that they make. But it's nice that they stay local.
Last week, we discussed how I used to work at PNC Art Center. And
right.
One of the people who would normally come and walk into the venue and sit in the sound mixing booth and watch shows was John Bon Jovi.
Oh, cool. He was in Sayreville.
He lives in Colts Neck. He'd live at the time. And he'd put a hat on. No one would know who he was. He'd look like a roadie. And he'd sit in the sound booth and he'd listen to whatever musician was playing.
That's cool.
And it was nice.
Bruce drives around. Nice. Bruce is always around. I mean, he helps somebody fix a motorcycle or something, or fix their car or whatever. He drops in
at
Stone
Cuomo
Pony all the time.
Only people like him.
Yes.
So it's like just fixing.
Exactly. You get along well with Jeff Nordine because he worked security for the John Mulaney show recently.
Oh, that's cool.
State College or wherever.
He told us that, which was hysterical. Like, what do you do? I'm a weatherman. I'm also security.
Yeah. Well, I like Jeff. We got to meet him at the club.
No, he's a nice guy.
He's a wonderful guy.
But it's the dichotomy of the two jobs. You know what I mean? Like, what do you do during? I tell the weather. I predict the forecast. Oh, and on the weekends,
I deal with cloud cover and cover charges. You know, that's
really it. That's good.
Dice has a problem, they call me.
It's a little bit like that story about Chuck Barris, where he claimed that he had been a CIA agent.
Right.
Back in the day, right. But the veracity of that is questionable.
Chuck
Speaking
Barris
of the CIA,
was nuts.
By the way, I want to ask Colonel Jacobs when he comes up. Mm. Apparently, The Intercept reported that we have boots on the ground. We have covert operators in Ukraine right now. That might be part of the reason why Ukraine is able to use some of the high-tech weaponry that there's CIA and American military staff there. It's going to be interesting to...
Well, there's a lot of stuff that Russia left behind, right? A lot of these guys, when they ran, they couldn't take all the equipment, so Ukraine ended up seizing some of that stuff.
But
right?
I'm talking about the HIMARS missiles, the drones, all these gadgets we're giving them. I guess we're not just giving them the pieces of equipment; we're giving them the people to actually, use it.
So what do you? What that sounds to me suspiciously like is another Vietnam, right? Remember, we were sending in quote unquote technical advisors.
Yep.
So then it escalated?
We'll get the full scoop from him. I don't want to make any suggestions that I know more than anybody else.
Right.
I mean, I feel like people sometimes think that when you get a microphone in front of you and you're talking about the news in the morning, people get a sense that you might know more than you think.
Don't.
So I don't want to get ahead of my skis. I'm looking at today's news, though. Both tabloids today had photographs of the funeral of EMS Lieutenant Allison Russo Ealing.
What a shame.
Just a terrible, terrible story. A friend of mine knew her pretty well from the town of Huntington, and said she was the life of parties and stuff like that, and just a vibrant person.
I've not heard a single person speak a bad word about this woman. All this woman wanted to do was give back to her community and give back. I mean, what her father said yesterday at the funeral, when he said, "This was the type of person. This person killed my daughter, and yet he was the type of person she would have been the first person
100%.
To go and help." It just speaks volumes of the woman. And the acting fire commissioner, Kavanaugh, they posthumously promoted her to captain, which is great. I mean, but it just, This is a woman who should not have lost her life. She was going on a lunch break. This nutbag comes running out and stabs her, kills her. I mean, you got to throw the book at this guy and put him away for a very, very long time.
And I hope they would. But, you know, as we've seen in so many times in the past, the criminal justice system is designed to protect the accused.
Yep.
Right now. It's designed to protect the people who commit these heinous crimes. But
I mean, here's a clear-cut instance where here's a person who did absolutely nothing wrong and is murdered. And yet, you're right. The law is protecting this person.
Go a step further, Al. Here's a clear-cut case of someone who should not be in civil society.
Right.
This is a human who, I mean, anyone who decides to do this. Look, you can wrap your head around gang violence. You can wrap your head around, you know, competing for the drug market on, you know, rival corners of a neighborhood. Right. You can understand the logic when you have people murdering other individuals, first responders at complete random. These are people that cannot be walking amongst us.
Right.
You know, the book has to be thrown at them. Like, there should be no second chances. Again, you can be I'm willing to bet if you're in the gang business selling drugs and you have to shoot your rival, I'm willing to bet you possibly could be reformed. I think you can. If you're someone who's so mentally depraved that you randomly stab someone multiple times,
right,
there's no redemption for you.
No.
And by the way, this Dahmer document, I mean, we spoke about it, but I actually can't wait to watch it tonight.
Really?
That's how intense it is. It really is such a well done show where I can't wait to watch. I'm loving the new Game of Thrones, too, by the way.
I was never a fan of Game of Thrones. Never got into it.
Al, you're missing out. It's a good
so I heard.
Good story, good plot.
I have been watching this show on Hulu. It's called Tell Me Lies.
Oh,
now, I guess the seventh episode would have come out yesterday, but I'm six episodes into it. I still have no idea what the show is about.
Oh, good.
So why do you keep watching it then?
Because I'm just trying to figure out where it's going to go, but every episode is like the same exact thing, and so I don't want to say what it is because it's rather inappropriate.
I give a show an episode, and if I'm not hooked on the show by the first episode, like for example, Yellowstone. I watched the first episode of Yellowstone like 3 years ago,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I couldn't get into it. And then someone said, oh, you got to watch the second episode. Okay, I'll watch the second episode. Next thing you know, I'm dressing like Rip Wheeler, you know?
Really?
Interesting.
I'm a Star Wars geek, you know, comic book geek. So I'm already on the fifth episode of Andor, and it's been very good so far. Very, very slow build to the story. I think people are not happy at how slow the story is moving, but it's deliberate. It's supposed to be that way. And Comic-Con is back.
I was just going to say, I'm surprised you're not attending.
No, I have too much stuff going on. And to be quite honest with you, it is murder on your legs because there's really no place to sit. You're walking constantly from stand to stand. And to be quite honest, I just had no desire to go because my son really didn't want to go. He wasn't really up for it. I mean, there was things that he wanted to see, but we really didn't have a free day in the schedule.
I took you to be the guy who goes to one of those erotic shows. You know,
no, that's coming up next week in Jersey. Yeah,
Once a year, you drive down the turnpike and you just see scantily clad women on a billboard.
Yeah,
it's like, come to the erotic show. I've never gone
to an
erotic show.
I'm not kidding you. That's next week. I think that's next weekend in Edison.
Al, I see the billboards. I see them.
Which I don't get that. Now, I don't want to get off into a tangent on this. I don't understand
I'm
going to make a very brief mention of it. I don't understand the allure of going to a convention hall to stand around to get autographs of adult stars. I'm not even going to go further than that because I have a million jokes in my head that none of them are appropriate for radio.
For me, it's not even a joke. Like I understand the purpose of, you know, adult films.
Right.
There's a purpose for them. The thought of, like, though, like having a favorite actress and meeting them, like that to me is strange. Like that.
It's like Boogie Nights. You saw the movie Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Wonderful film. Yeah. And Burt Reynolds was robbed of an Oscar. He was tremendous in that movie. He should have won and didn't. I forgot who he lost to that year. He lost to somebody that he shouldn't have lost to. He should have actually won. But it's that to me is like you know, Mark Wahlberg is, you know, like he's the guy and He's now, winning all these awards.
A
and
good
whatever.
Reality yeah. show
right.
would be if the host of this show, Joe Piscopo, who for, everyone knows him, he's always buttoned up
right.
and dressed impeccably.
Right.
Joe going to the erotic show.
And he would doing, never.
And, right, he would never.
Never.
This is why it would make
you
great
television. You
wouldn't
even see him 100 miles.
To go you know. And have to describe it with his,
no.
with his polite manner.
No.
I think that would make incredible,
no.
incredible television. He no. would never, never, never do it.
No.
God bless. God
no,
bless.
No, but anyway, so Comic-Con is going on this week. This week it starts today. It runs through Sunday. I think there are still tickets available today. The rest of them are sold out, but I think there's a secondary market that you can go on and pay like an outlandish amount of money to go in and see the event. And it is definitely something that you should go to at least once if your kids are into that type of stuff. They've done a great job over the years of improving it and making it bigger and better than ever. And when they expand on the Javits Center and make it even bigger, it's going to be, you know, it'll probably rival San Diego's mm-hmm. Comic-Con. San Diego's Comic-Con is epic. It's miles long. It's where they all go to push their films and get things out there. But it's a great event. I've done it a couple of times, but it is absolutely. I did it the first year that I did it, or second year that I did it, I was going through my chemo treatments. Because my son and I think we did it in 2015, and then we went back again in 2016. And by the end of it, I mean, we were walking for, you know, an on our feet for 8 hours.
Without chemo, it's got
to
be.
I don't know how I made it back to the car and got home. But I was done for 2 days.
I don't go to things like that. I took my son to the car
show. It's a sea of humanity.
Year. Yeah. This year we went to the car show. My son likes cars, so I took him there. But, like, you know, you hate to bring it up because it's like I feel like we constantly talk about it. But I brought my son to the car show, and then it's like I don't even want to stay in Manhattan for, like, lunch.
Right, right.
You know, because
you know what it is? Because the Javits is so isolated from everything.
You're not walking anywhere.
No.
You're not walking anywhere. So, and if you do, you have to walk past the derelict bus stations.
Right.
You know.
Well, I mean, think about it. You're on 11th Avenue, where the Javits Center is in the 50s. And then you're talking about the nearest place to eat is probably 4 to 5 avenues over.
Right.
You know, through a mountain of traffic, right. through all kinds of nonsense.
It's just not worth it.
No.
And now, have you seen? There's a push to make some of these sidewalk sheds legal. Now
permanently
trying
in
to
New
make
York,
them
yes.
permanently legal. I don't know. I oppose it. I think it's not the right thing to do. It was a temporary solution. These things are beginning to look ridiculous.
Well, they're not maintained. I think some of them are maintained. I noticed a couple when I was in the city for a concert a couple of weeks ago up at the Beacon Theater on the Upper West Side. Some of them were maintained. Some of them were being used. People were sitting in them mm-hmm. and using them, and that's great. And they were. This one was sort of on 57th Street, but not all the way into, like,
but
some of them
you,
jut out
if
into
you
the
lease
street.
An apartment below a restaurant, you expect to have normal restaurant noise from
of people
inside,
coming in right.
inside the restaurant,
correct.
Right? You know, you shouldn't be condemned, and especially in neighborhoods where you have walk-ups, where you have you know, windows that open, where mm-hmm. you can't even get a fresh breath of air
right.
In some neighborhoods because you have people just now partying in the
right.
streets all night. I mean, I get it. It was a temporary fix. I'd love to hear what people think about it, 877-970-2999. I am personally against it. Now, at Staten Island, where I live, you know, people were just able to build into their parking lots.
Right.
That's a different animal. I mean, when you have you know, maybe houses not nearby, it's different.
Right.
But this is not.
Well, like, they took away parking spaces, and Mayor Adams wants to take away even more parking spaces to make more areas for bicycles and bus lanes and whatever. And my biggest issue with the bicycle lanes, and I know, Joe, you and I, we've talked about this before, is the fact that the bicyclists do not follow the normal rules to begin with. They are supposed to stop at red lights. They're supposed to stop at stop signs.
As I've told Mayor Adams and his team, and the people who want bike lanes hate you anyway. You know, every time, just talking about the politics of it, every time they put a bike lane in some street somewhere in New York City, the people who want bike lanes still hate them because they didn't do enough. And another block of people now can't stand Eric Adams.
Right.
Another block of people, because it's not unique to Staten Island or you know, Southern Queens where there's homeowners. It is every part. You speak to people in Midtown, and now they don't have a parking spot. Now their delivery companies can't go. Now they're getting hit with bicyclists who don't follow any rules.
Because that's the other thing. So you have this bike lane that you've now pushed traffic into the middle of the street. Now the truck is, and I don't forget the cars, just the delivery trucks themselves, right? So now you have a delivery truck that is now pushed out into the street because it's double parking. Now the bicyclist has to be in the road where the car is, And the car is trying to it's a horrible
situation.
It's
like that on Broadway here, where you have a parking lane, a bike lane, a bus lane, and then one lane of traffic.
Right.
So when the FedEx guy stops in the one lane of traffic, like, it's just a complete standstill.
Right.
A complete standstill.
Exactly.
I don't know. Speaking of traffic, though, let's get the full picture with Janelle Crispin. When we get back, we'll be talking to Joe Pinion, candidate for Senate. This is Joe Borelli filling in for our good friend Joe Piscopo.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Well, the good news is they've gotten that disabled bus out of the center tube at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. But the bad news is there's still a 45-minute delay on the inbound side. GW Bridge inbound, 45 minutes on the upper deck, 45 on the lower deck, and outbound on the upper deck. Slow because of right lane construction on the span, and one lane closed for construction on the Palisades Parkway ramp. Holland Tunnel, 30-minute delays from the Turnpike, 45 from 1 and 9. Garden State Parkway, northbound to exit 143C. Crash right lane is blocked, and in Brooklyn, they're still working on that overturned container truck with a fluid spill. Eastbound into the Williamsburg Bridge, westbound on the BQE at Atlantic Avenue, disabled vehicles still blocking the right lane. And the Gowanus Expressway is still very slow westbound approaching Hamilton Avenue. That's because of a disabled vehicle there. The right lane is closed. Alternate side of the street parking rules are in effect today. You now know where not to go. I'm Janelle Crispin with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka is here to set the record straight.
Never did I think that a president would, in fact, take those documents out of the White House and leave them in an unsecured area.
So Mar-a-Lago is not an unsecured facility if it's guarded by the Secret Service. Am I right there, Eric? Help me out.
I like to think the Secret Service do a great job at protecting their
people. Okay.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You know I love performing at the Saccone Theater at Bergen Community College in Paramus, so I'm bringing my band and heading back there on Friday, October 21st, for an unbelievable show. A lot of comedy, some stories, a great tribute to Mr. Sinatra. This is a night you can't miss. It begins at 6 p.m. in a luxury tent right in front of the theater with a full dinner complete with signature dishes from Frank Sinatra's favorite restaurant, Patsy's, and owner and chef Sal Scagnamillo. You know what's really great? We'll be raising money for scholarships at Bergen Community College, a great school. You get valet parking, dinner, wine, the show, everything for one unbelievable price, $125. The Saccone Theater's an intimate venue that will sell out fast, so get your tickets now at tickets.bergen.edu. That's tickets.bergen.edu. Tickets.bergen.edu or call 201-447-7428. I'll see you there.
Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it!
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets!
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
If you live in New York, pay close attention, please. If your loved one needs home care benefits, the law governing New York is scheduled to change January 1st, 2023. This is important enough to repeat. Please listen carefully. If your loved one needs home care benefits, the law governing New York is scheduled to change January 1st, 2023. All 2023 financial transactions 30 months prior to application for benefits will be scrutinized and subject to penalty periods, including gifts to family members. Financial transfers must be made and benefits applications must be submitted before December 31st to ensure eligibility and protect your assets. The the time to plan is now. Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, are experts in this area and can help you get in under the deadline. But you must start the process as soon as possible before the start of December to complete by the end of the year. Call Connors and Sullivan today. Don't delay. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Good morning and welcome back. This is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo. Joe's rounding out his tour of Italy, having a great time. He's been checking in every day, keeping his eye on the situation, what's happening here in the Relief Factor studio at AM970. Sitting in the studio with me today, as always, Joe Sebelia and Al Gattulo, rocking and rolling. So this weekend we had our Republican Party Reagan brunch. It was a lot of fun. I got to moderate a panel with two attorneys who've been on the show, by the way, Mark Fonte and Lou Gelarmino. They're lawyers who were filing lawsuits against mandates, the vaccine mandates, the employer mandates, the school masking. You name a lawsuit that happened during the pandemic, and good shot that Mark Fonte and Lou Gelarmino were the leading attorneys. But Kellyanne Conway also was there, by the way. She did a fantastic job. She did a great job for President Trump when she worked in the White House. But in her own right, she is really an inspirational person with a great story to tell. She has a new book out, by the way. Did an absolutely fabulous job talking to the audience about what to expect in the midterms, what to expect from President Trump after the midterms. She teased a bit that many people will be happy. As Trump said, you're going to be happy. You're going to be happy after the midterms. So we'll see how that pans out. But one of the highlights of this particular event was a speech given by Joe Pinion, who is the Republican candidate and the Conservative Party candidate against Chuck Schumer. Now, a little bit about him. He comes from Newsmax, a station we all like, we all enjoy. He gave such a great, fiery speech that I just spent the last 20 minutes trying to figure out how I can ask him leading questions to give us that same speech over the air. It's going to be tough. Let me just start by saying good morning to Joe. Joe, good morning.
Good to be with you, my friend, my other favorite Joe from New York.
So, let's start here, right? It's easy to paint the picture of Chuck Schumer as a villain in some sense because he is the leader of the Senate Democrats. We can throw all the national problems on his backs, on his shoulders. Tell me the New York case against Chuck Schumer. What is the New York State case against Chuck Schumer winning re-election?
The New York case against Chuck Schumer is domestic abuse. The New York case against Chuck Schumer is a man who doesn't want to tell the untold story of New York, a state that on his watch has seen Rochester, New York, have more murder per capita now than Chicago, Illinois. New York that on his watch now has seen Syracuse have the highest rate of child poverty per capita than any other major city in the country. New York that on his watch has seen shootings go up 90% in New York City, homicide go up 30%, sexual assault go up 300% over the last 18 months because of the three most dangerous words in the history of modern politics, defund the police. And so, yes, that is the case against Chuck Schumer, that on his watch, we lead the nation in outward migration because our friends and our neighbors have fled because they realize that the opportunity that was promised no longer lives here, that too many people have been forced to flee their home in order to pursue their American dream. That's not America. It is the antithesis of what this nation was founded to achieve, and we are an empire state in decline because Chuck Schumer has used our vote to empower himself, enrich his friends, while we are the ones bearing the brunt of this political malpractice that has seen New York become something that we would never have imagined this state could ever become.
Now, are you worried? I think you made the case pretty well. I mean, people are leaving the state. As a Republican leader in the state, I'm always more afraid of losing votes to Ron DeSantis Ducey and Abbott, people who flee the states, then losing votes to Kathy Hochul. Are you scared that a mass of people, a critical mass of people has left and that New York may not be electable, winnable for a Republican?
Well, no, because I think for us, we've been focused on, as we say, not left versus right, but right versus wrong. And whether you're left of Bernie Sanders or right of Donald Trump, Chuck Schumer's fingerprints are on everything that has gone wrong in our daily American existence. And so this includes the fact that 60% of the children that attend our public schools cannot read at grade level. That has very little to do with your political sensibilities. If you're a mother, if you're a father, you care little about the politics of the person who is responsible for your child not being able to read. We look across the state, so much deep poverty in places that you would least expect it. One out of three black children in this state live in poverty. In the Bronx, three out of five black children live in poverty. The people who are experiencing that despair, they care very little about the letter next to your name on your voter registration card. So I believe that we are building a new uncommon coalition filled with the members of the police department who have watched 2021 become the most dangerous year to wear a badge in the history of this country, and now watch 2022 become even more dangerous than the previous year. We saw a 125% increase in ambush assaults while Chuck Schumer pretended that the reckless policy of defunding the police.
Let me ask you about the hot topic of the day, Joe. Let me just interrupt you really quick. Yep. So everyone's talking about the migrant crisis. Now it is a crisis because Eric Adams and Kathy Hochul both have said this is a major problem. Is Chuck Schumer to blame? You know, I don't actually blame, by the way, Kathy Hochul and Eric Adams for the crisis itself. I think this is, you know, a federal problem. Is Chuck Schumer the one who really bears the burden of being the cause of this influx of migrants?
Let's be very clear. All of these issues start with a man named Charles Ellis Schumer. He is responsible for the migrant crisis, if for no other reason, because he pretends that there is no crisis to be found. He finally decided 2 weekends ago to give a press conference on the dangers of rainbow-colored fentanyl. I don't know where the heck he has been, because we have seen fentanyl become the leading cause of death in this country for people aged 18 to 45 because of their outrageous open border policies that have seen enough fentanyl crossing our border to kill every man, woman, and child that calls this nation home month after month after month. I mean, it's outrageous. The Chinese cartels that have formed joint ventureships with the Mexican cartels to flood our streets and bring despair to urban, suburban, and rural mothers alike. So, yes, it is his problem. He does bear the burden because, again, it is not an Ellis Island. Ellis Island is that actual landmark that we have in New York that stands for people who wanted to pursue their American dreams legally. There are 4 million people standing in line to come to this country legally. The paperwork is collecting dust. And while they hired 87,000 new IRS agents to knock on a door near you to take what little you have left after they printed $6 trillion to bankrupt the American dream, they have done little to secure that border. They have done nothing to preserve our American dreams. And everyday people are the ones bearing that burden as MS-13 goes up in numbers on Long Island, as we have seen people who have come here and commit crimes, but more importantly, debasing the value of our sovereignty. And when you do that, you encourage more people to break our laws and not come to this country with an actual respect for the law and order that has been thrown out the window by people like Chuck Schumer, who don't care about the fact that they have elevated the needs of the criminal over the safety and security of the common man.
Joe, how can people find out about you? How can they send you a few bucks? What's the best method?
Look, they can go to joepinion.com. We need all the help that we can get. We're in Buffalo right now, traveling the state. But more importantly, take out their cell phones, text 50 of their friends and neighbors. Let them know that what Chuck Schumer does in the name of New Yorkers, it impacts every single one of us. And if they can hear your voice, Joe, if they can listen to Joe Piscopo, then Chuck Schumer is your senator. And we need you to come out on November 8th to make sure that we can finish our 2-for-1 sale to fire Kathy Hochul and to retire Chuck Schumer from politics once and for all.
My friend Joe Pinion, you heard it there. We're going to have to leave it there. Hopefully catch you back on the Joe Piscopo Show before you have that election day in a couple of weeks. We got some phone lines lighting up. I want to hear about this. Can we get Matthew? Matthew.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to mention the father of three in New York was visiting his son at college, was murdered by two repeat criminals with violent records.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks to Kathy Hochul, the Democrats' lax on crime policies. That family is suffering. God help them.
It is terrible, Matthew. Thank you for bringing that up. We didn't really talk about this. Yeah, I mean, Poughkeepsie was my stomping grounds. I went to Marist College. My parents came up on, you know, parents' weekend, and they stayed. It wasn't a courtyard Marriott back then. This is 20 years ago. It was a different Marriott. It was like a whatever the
low. I think this was a Renaissance or whatever that the guy was staying in. He wasn't even the target.
He was an innocent bystander.
Right.
Poughkeepsie has had a crime problem. Since I went to school there, I used to live on Route 9G. It was Parker Avenue where it would come into Poughkeepsie. And there were three shootings on my block in the 3 years that I lived there. And it's a beautiful town. It's a beautiful part of the state. And to see it plagued by this sort of violence is really depressing. The president's there today. I hope that some journalists frame the story with this backdrop, this story that made national news. By the way, great golf course right across from the IBM campus. Casper Kill Country Club used to be open for the IBM executives, but it's not anymore. Let's take a quick break. We got Ina Vernikoff coming up next when we get back. This is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo. Let's get the news with our good friend Al Gattulo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 and sunny at 836. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. The town of East Hampton is addressing its need for affordable housing. Officials are holding their second hearing today on the draft, a Community Housing Opportunity Fund. It's a proposed housing fund that lists ways the town could alleviate the shortage. Officials say the money would come from a new 0.5% real estate transfer tax to be paid by buyers. Voters will get to decide if they want to approve the measure on Election Day, which is Tuesday, November 8th. President Biden slated to visit Governor Murphy at his Middletown home Thursday night for a fundraiser. It's a scheduled stop on the president's fundraising campaign for the Democratic National Committee's Grassroots Victory Fund. Officials are warning traffic in the surrounding areas could be affected on Thursday. Before he was governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy served as the national finance chair for the DNC in 2006. Former President Donald Trump visited West Long Branch last month to attend a fundraiser for Lee Zeldin, who is running for governor in New York this November. In sports, Yankees closed out the regular season with a 4-2 loss to the Rangers. The Mets finished the regular season with a third straight win. They swept the Nationals 9-2, and the Mets will face the Padres in the wild card round that begins tomorrow night at Citi Field. This sports report is brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Janelle Crispin's got the answer.
Heading into town at the GW Bridge, inbound on the upper and lower deck, too. We've got a 45-minute delay in outbound. Very slow because of construction blocking the right lane. On the ramp from the Henry Hudson Parkway, also the right lane closed across the span, and one lane is closed for construction northbound into the Palisades Parkway ramp. Lincoln Tunnel inbound, a 45-minute wait with an earlier disabled bus in the center tube cleared. Holland Tunnel, 30-minute inbound delays from the Turnpike, 45 from 1 and 9. Truck Route 1 and 9 northbound into Hackensack Avenue. We've got a crash there. Very heavy on the Cross Bronx, the Bruckner out to 3rd Avenue. The BQE eastbound into the Williamsburg Bridge, overturned container truck with a fluid spill. A lane still subject to full closure, and the BQE is backed up westbound into the Brooklyn Bridge. That's because of a crash. And we've got a crash as you travel on the LIE in Roslyn Heights, westbound approaching exit 36. Left lane is blocked. You now know how not to go. I'm Janelle Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed.com. As the leaves change, leave the hiring to Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine yourself strolling the streets of Florence or in a romantic gondola through the beauty that is Venice, or cruise the magical Isle of Capri, or visit a 400-year-old vineyard in the rolling hills of Tuscany. Sounds amazing, right? Well, it's simply a phone call away with Perillo Tours. Choose from so many options. Perhaps the popular first-class 14-day Italy North Classic, Rome, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, and Milan, or the new Flavors of Italy tour with gourmet meals and cooking classes in Bologna, Florence, Perugia, and of course, Roma. For foodies, Steve Perillo and his team have created the perfect Italy vacation. Call for the Perillo 2022 Italy, Spain, or Hawaii brochures at 800-631-1000, 800-631-1000, that's 800-631-1000, or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg welcomes back Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to talk about gun violence in the United States and what's being done about it. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
For everything you need to know about health, wellness, and surviving everyday life in the New York, New Jersey metro area, stay tuned for the all-new Invite Health Radio with Amanda Williams at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's talk about an organization that is near and dear to my heart and a new show that's airing this and every Saturday. LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. Last year, we lost 72,000 family members, friends, and neighbors to drug-related deaths. That's far too many, and it's time it comes to an end. Well, now, my good friend Nick Damoro, the executive director and CEO of LEAD, will be hosting a first-of-its-kind show every Saturday at noon right here on AM 970 The Answer, called Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy. He will be speaking with experts, educators, and law enforcement about important issues that affects you and your children and your grandchildren or any young family member or friend. So be sure to tune in Saturdays at noon for a show you cannot miss, Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy, hosted by Nick Damoro, right here on AM 970 The Answer. For more information or to donate, go to leadrugs.org. It's leadrugs.org.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
A little Nirvana for you on this Thursday morning. Good song, Al. Reminds me of my childhood youth with my oversized jeans and my flannel shirts. I didn't have long hair because I had
It was the 90s. That was the 90s outfit.
Hair. Yeah, I mean, that was the
flannel shirt
outfit.
And big jeans. Yeah.
You go to your Pearl Jam concert, you had your red flannel shirt on.
Soundgarden.
It was really,
Nirvana.
Really a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having fun here today, too. Certainly enjoying the time we spend together. I hope you feel the energy in your cars if you're on the road driving to work. If you're hanging out at your house, scrambling some eggs or whatever you're doing, I hope you get the passion and the energy that we're trying to send to you. Speaking of passion and energy, the next guest is my good friend from the city council. She's a bit of a firecracker. You could find her on social media. You could find her on Fox News. You could find her, dominating the radio airwaves all the time. Good morning, Councilwoman Ina Vernikoff.
Good morning, Mr. Minority Leader.
So we have you on to really talk about anti-Semitism at CUNY, but I want to ask you about anti-reasonable thought at the city council. And I'm talking about council member Tiffany Caban, who is sort of an outspoken liberal socialist. She's the one who came up with this chart that we spoke about last week. When someone is threatening you or you see violence in your community, you're supposed to stop and say, your behavior isn't right, or, spill a soda or basically do everything but call the police. Now it comes out that when she felt threatened, she reached out to the city council's sergeant at arms, which is sort of our security people, and they called the police for her because she had to have police protection. What do you make of all this, and what's going on in the council?
Yeah, we have to talk about this crybaby. You know, this is absolutely insane. For a couple of days before the horrific murder of the EMS worker, the stunned first murder that took place, she comes out with this guideline, with this pamphlet that she gives around to the merchants in her district to tell them that in case they get attacked, what they have to do is just, you know, distract the attacker, tell them, fill a soda, or maybe tell the attacker, this is not okay. Or ask them, hey, did we go to high school together? I mean, she is pretending that she believes that something like this is actually going to stop an attack. And so she got slaughtered on social media. And it's just so hypocritical that when you and I, you know, went against her and we spoke about this, she complained to who? To the police, right? She went to the council and she knows, you know, now she's denying that she ever called the NYPD, that she ever complained to the police. Come on. They know that when they tell the council, they go to the sergeant at arms, this is complaining to the police.
Yeah, I mean,
what a hypocrite.
The head sergeant at arms was a former police officer. I mean, these are people who work with our police intel division every day. This would be like calling 911 and saying you didn't call the police, you called an FDNY dispatcher, and somehow the police came, but you don't know how the police came. It's bizarre to say the least. And you're right. This is just this is the constant pandering for victimhood. Like, oh my God, people yelled at me on I said something dumb. People yelled at me on Twitter. Somehow I'm a victim. Boo me. I can't take it. Ina, we've talked about this privately. I've tried to be nice to some of these people. And you know what? I'm the fool. I'm the fool for trying to be nice. But speaking about people who aren't nice, CUNY has, for those of you who don't know, an anti-Semitism problem. I worked at the College of Staten Island for 24 semesters. I can say somewhat proudly I didn't encounter this. I didn't see this on the Staten Island campus, but it is prevalent in some of the other institutions. You got a win, though, Ina. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, and by the way, you're totally right. I went to Baruch College. I graduated in 2006, and I've seen nothing like this when I was on the campus. You know, we had a Hillel, an active Hillel. I was involved in it. I saw nothing like this. There was no anti-Israel rhetoric. We were not afraid to wear yarmulkes or Stars of David. Things have completely changed since 2013. And by the way, before we talk a little more about it, I just want to thank you very much, Mr. Minority Leader, for, you know, standing with us, coming to the hearing that we held on June 30th, and just tell you that the Jewish community really has a friend in you. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But yeah, I mean, going back to what's going on, it's really, there's a pervasive culture of anti-Semitism, harassment, and discrimination against Jewish students and Jewish faculty members. And no one has done anything about it in years. And, you know, it was one of my goals that when I get to the council, I'm going to bring light to what's going on and I'm going to do something about it. And finally, after banging the drum for months now, and you know, I've been kind of obsessed with this, trying to get something done, some results, not just pictures, you know. So, you know, we've had this hearing. I met with the chancellor, who did not show up to the hearing. I've written to the governor. I've spoken to the mayor's office numerous times about it. I've met with the CUNY Board of Trustees twice now with other members of the council. And finally, we have some results. It's not a complete victory yet, but we do have some results from CUNY. I got a letter last week from the chancellor. I just posted it on my social media, committing to very, very important things that they're saying they're going to do, such as spending $750,000 to fight anti-Semitism at CUNY, such as referencing the IRA definition of anti-Semitism, such as including anti-Semitism in their DEI training and expanding their pro-Israel programs.
Well, that's good. So the last thing I want to ask you, though, just to change topics before we have to go to break, you know, you are supporting Lee Zeldin, and I understand you have a town hall that you're organizing with some other women that he's going to come and attend tomorrow. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Sure. October 7th, tomorrow at 10 a.m. at 100 West 77th Street, we invite all moms to hear Lee Zeldin talk about education and what he's going to do for education in our state once he's elected. And I just want to tell you that this is not just for conservatives or Republicans. We have formed a coalition with mostly Democrat moms who are sick and tired of seeing what's going on in our state and our country, and they're coming out heavily for Lee Zeldin. So I'm inviting everyone, and not just moms, it could be really anyone, any parent, or just anyone who wants to come and hear Lee Zeldin, tomorrow at 10 a.m. at 100 West 77th Street outside of Anderson.
Councilwoman, we got to leave it there, but you heard the instructions. If you want to get involved with the Lee Zeldin campaign, if you want to ask him some questions, if you're a woman who wants to speak to him about issues affecting you, tomorrow there is a town hall up in Manhattan to address that. Guys, I can't stress it enough. I mean, we have one chance to save this state. That is this November. You cannot stay home.
It is very simple for people. Whether they want to vote for one or the other. If you want congestion pricing, you want to continue to pay more money on things, vote for Kathy Hochul. If you want no congestion pricing and actually save some money, you want to go with Lee Zeldin. It's pretty simple.
By the way, did you see the guy talking about Ron DeSantis about the gas in Arcadia, Florida?
No, I didn't
see it. I mean, people are saying this should be Ron DeSantis' only campaign ad. It's this African-American gentleman who has a deep Southern accent,
right,
saying, I'm a Democrat. I don't care what else is going on. He's like, Ron DeSantis brought this giant fuel truck to Arcadia, Florida. I'm voting for Ron DeSantis. He does what he tells us to do. I'm a Democrat. I don't care no more. We gotta see if we can pull it up. I mean, it's such a great... it might actually have some naughty words in it, so we'd have to bleep them out.
Right. Not like the one where Biden yesterday said to the mayor of nobody bleeps a Biden. I mean, really?
By the way, that was his most clear moment he's had probably in the past 6 months.
Well, they probably gave him some balance of nature or something.
He has balance of nature. He has relief factor.
Remember, he had a
up.
Day in between Puerto Rico and Florida. He had to rest up.
That's
true. It's tough.
That is true. A lot of fun coming up in hour number four of the Joe Piscopo Show. We're going to speak to a good friend of mine, Chris Stout, about real estate investing and where you could still see some return on your investment in the real estate market. We're going to talk to Colonel Jack Jacobs about what's happening in Russia, Ukraine, sanctions, et cetera. We're going to talk about this is, and I pointed this out to Joe Sebelia a couple days ago. We're going to talk to Kate Hardcastle about some of this desire for vintage items now, 1980s stuff, 1990s stuff. Why are these things so popular? So we got an action-packed 9 o'clock hour. This is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo. Let's hear some traffic with Janelle Crispin.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
They've got a crash at the inbound upper deck of the GW Bridge. The center lane is blocked. 45-minute delays and counting. Lower deck 45 and outbound on the upper deck very heavy because of construction across the span. Also on the ramp from the Henry Hudson Parkway and the Palisades Parkway. Lincoln Tunnel inbound 45 minutes. Holland Tunnel 30 from the Turnpike 45 from 1 and 9. RFK Triborough Bridge, Manhattan bound. There's a crash. Left lane is blocked. Backups on the BQE. An overturned container truck with a fluid spill. It's eastbound into the Williamsburg Bridge. All lanes subject to closure. And westbound at the Brooklyn Bridge, there's an accident. Left lane is closed there. We have alternate side of the street parking rules in effect today. And President Biden is expected in New York City tonight as part of a trip to upstate New York. Also, Red Bank, New Jersey. Expect some street closures and also some frozen zones. Again, that's later this evening. You now know where not to go. I'm Janelle Crispin with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow believes the FBI is off the mark.
I think about that for a moment, where sex trafficking is such a huge problem across the country at the border, but throughout the United States. Now the FBI is saying, oh, you know, we're so busy with these other cases, we can't continue to make child sexual abuse and trafficking a priority. That is really dangerous.
Sekulow. Afternoons at 4, right before Cats at Night at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is building its Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. This Do Good Village is going to help families beyond measure. It's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your kindness and generosity. This is the very first of its kind, a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients. Families of fallen first responders, Gold Star families, families of catastrophically injured first responders, and service members, all in one community as neighbors, loving families, being there for one another. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our nation's greatest heroes have made for our country and our communities. Donate, please, $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
New York City's first and only life plan community, River's Edge, will soon be built on a 32-acre campus along the Hudson River, just minutes away from Grand Central and Riverdale. River's Edge, a community for adults ages 62 and up, combines a cosmopolitan lifestyle with the security of knowing that if your health changes, your needs can be met seamlessly right where you live. You have a life plan with easy access to uninterrupted on-site care at no additional cost, no matter how your needs change. River's Edge, your plan for wonderful. Call 844-55-RIVER. That's 844-55-RIVER or visit riversedge.org.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
866-DADS-LAW, 701 Eastgate Drive, Suite 310, Mount Laurel, New Jersey, 08054. Diana Magala, licensed in New York and New Jersey. Joseph Cordell, licensed in Missouri and Illinois only. CordellCordell.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I'd like to tell you a little bit, if I may, about Deborah Ann, who lives in Massachusetts. She used to suffer all the time from this nagging hip pain. You know, the kind that keeps you from being able to sleep at night. That's the worst, you know. But you know what? She heard about 100% drug-free Relief Factor, and she decided to give it a try. Guess what? Within a couple of weeks, no more hip pain. Every bit of it was completely gone now. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried Relief Factor, and about 70% have gone on to order more. How about you? Wouldn't you like to be free of pain? No pain. Well, your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start that I keep telling you about. It's still only $19.95. You go to ReliefFactor.com, please, or call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF to hear more about this great offer. You could feel the difference. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF.
Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough tonight at 7.
Good morning and welcome back again to the Joe Piscopo Show. You know, tomorrow I'm hoping to get out of the office around 2:30, 3 o'clock, hoping to hit 9 holes before the sun sets around 6:30 tomorrow night. Jeff, you think there's a chance I get out on the course tomorrow?
I absolutely think so. I mean, there's you know, while we still have a shower mentioned in the forecast, I don't think it's going to be affecting anyone who wants to get out and golf. Besides, here's the truth about rain. It adds challenge to golf, and you can ask me that because I went out in pouring rain once.
I bet you didn't shoot well, though. I can tell you that.
No.
All right. How are we looking otherwise?
We are looking fantastic. At least leading up to that little bit of rain on Friday, we're going to see sunshine, blue skies today, 72, 59 tonight, partly cloudy, and then some clouds stick around tomorrow, 73. Before cool down Saturday, it will be blue skies, 58, though, so cooler.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you, listeners, for giving us the third hour of your attention this morning. This is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo in studio with Al Gattulo and Joe Sibilia. Action-packed 9 o'clock hour, three tremendous guests, three various topics, plus your calls, 877-970-2999. This is Joe Borelli, and we'll catch you back after the break. We'll be right back.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.